This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has arrived in Cyprus on the first leg of his three-nation tour. He was received at Larnaca International Airport by Cyprus President Nikos Christodoulidis. Following his arrival, the Prime Minister proceeded to Lemesis, where he was given a rousing welcome by the Indian community and the Cypriot public. Students, professionals and members of the diaspora gathered in large numbers, marking the occasion as a landmark moment in the deepening friendship between India and Cyprus. Prime Minister Modi and President Christodoulidis are scheduled to participate in a business roundtable with Indian and Cypriot entrepreneurs later today. Tomorrow, Prime Minister Modi will hold formal bilateral talks with President Christodoulidis in Nicosia. Discussions are expected to cover key areas such as trade, investment, education, digital cooperation and regional security. The visit will conclude with an official lunch hosted in honour of Prime Minister Modi at the Presidential Palace before his departure to Canada for the G7 summit. In Maharashtra, a tragic incident occurred in Kundamala, located in the Mawal region of Pune, where a bridge over the Indrayani River collapsed. According to preliminary reports, some tourists are feared to have drowned in the incident. Two deaths have been confirmed so far. Six people are reported to be seriously injured, while 38 individuals have been rescued. A compensation of 5 lakh rupees each has been announced by the state government for the families of the deceased. The Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau will investigate the crash of a helicopter near the Kedarnath Shrine in Uttarakhand this morning, resulting in the death of 7 people. The helicopter was en route from Kedarnath to Guptakashi with 6 passengers and 1 crew member on board. Directorate General of Civil Aviation said the helicopter took off from Sri Kedarnath Ji at 5:19 this morning for Guptakashi and crashed near Gaurikund. Following the incident, Chief Minister of Uttarakhand Pushkar Singh Dhami today convened a high-level meeting attended by Secretary Civil Aviation, DGCA and associated teams. During the meeting, it was decided that all charter and shuttle helicopter operations in the region will be suspended till tomorrow as a safety precaution. Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal today met Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu at Guntur to discuss key issues related to trade, agriculture and state-specific concerns. The meeting focused on tobacco procurement, import duties on palm oil, challenges in aqua exports and taxation on mango pulp, among others. Chandrababu Naidu raised concern over the declining prices of tobacco and explained the state's ongoing efforts to support farmers through direct procurement while urging the centre to share the financial responsibility. Mr. Piyush Goyal assured the Chief Minister that all issues discussed in the meeting will be addressed by the central government. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh today announced policy reforms to enhance the ease of innovation and ease of doing research, providing long-awaited relief to innovators, researchers, scholars, scientists and institutions across the country. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, Dr. Singh said this is a move that places trust in the science leaders of this country.
Some of the most unexpected decisions taken, like opening the space to the private sector, and also this year the announcement to open the nuclear sector. Prime Minister Modi allowed us to open up to the private sector, and the results have been miraculous. Today we are $8 billion, and the pace of ascent is so fast that the next 8-10 years we hope to grow 5 times more to $45 billion, which means that in the years to come, space economy of India is going to be a very important component of India's growth story.
In table tennis, India's Manav Thakkar and Manush Shah lost to second-seeded South Korean pair of Lim Jong-hoon and Oh Jun-sung in the final of men's doubles of WTT contender Skopje 2025 at North Macedonia today. The Indian duo went down to South Korean pair 9-11, 7-11, 9-11 in straight sets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.